Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dear Nelly, I could use some advice. Dear Nelly, yes, some help would be nice. Dear Nelly, I'm eager to hear your point of view. Dear Nelly, there's a lot to explore. Dear Nelly, when you're 40 or more. Dear Nelly, so I'm hoping we can talk it through.
Welcome to Dear Nelly, Sex, Relationships and Dating from the Other Side of 40. Oh my God, it's a Christmas special with, it's a Bevisode.
Yeah.
With Bev Killick.
Oh no, am I doing the Will Anderson thing where my name is used as the title?
Did you see that in our little Instagram comments when someone was like, oh my God, another Bevisode, another Bevisode?
Yes, I did. I love that. So cute.
Oh, my God. My audience fucking adore you. So what we're doing, this is technically an episode for subscribers, but yeah. Just little secret squirrel. This will come out for subscribers, but I reckon just before Christmas, I'll release it to everyone as a Christmas present.
Nice.
And they won't be expecting it. So it'll be a nice little bonus. So how do you feel about Christmas, Beverly?
I'm okay. I've loosened up a lot these years.
Yeah.
In my mid to late 50s.
Yeah.
Where I just don't get strung out. I refuse.
Right.
Absolutely.
How did that happen?
Flat out refuse.
How did you get to that?
What led me to that?
Yeah. How did you get to that point? Because I think a lot of people, I'm a little bit the same, where I think in a way I was like overcompensating. I'm like, it's got to be like the Hallmark.
You do that as a single parent.
Do you know what I mean? Like I'd have.
You do, yeah.
I'd get like the powder on the floor and put reindeer fucking footprints.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing, which is fun, but it's also very exhausting for most mothers.
Yeah. I think it depends what age your kids are at.
Yeah, that's true.
And how much, I don't know. You want them to have that imagination.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you want them to have something to look forward to and all that sort of stuff. And you can't sort of hold it on them now, like, you know, Santa's, you know, naughty and nice and all that.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore. It's fucking abusive.
Naughty and nice.
Right. Santa's not coming.
Yeah. Oh my God. Do you? I mean, we're both kids of the 70s and 80s. Like, I had that threat, you know, like that whole, like, if you're naughty, Santa won't come. That's a fucking full on thing to say to a kid.
They would hold it over you.
Yeah. I don't like that.
See, I grew up with a mum that absolutely, like, went to Christmas Town.
Yeah, right.
She was one of those mums. She was just. Oh, I can't even begin to tell. My mum was just the, I don't know, almost perfection.
Yeah.
As a mother, you know?
Oh.
Baking.
Yeah.
She would bake all the Christmas goodies.
Yeah.
She was the president of the YWCA for a few years, you know?
Of course she was.
She knew how to wrap presents. She knew how to craft.
Yeah.
So we just had, and we'd string popcorn.
Yeah.
You know, we'd make Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
You know, it was all sitting around the table making things.
Yeah.
Isn't in school holidays.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And my dad used to make us toys.
Oh, how lovely.
I mean, things weren't so affordable in the 70s, you know.
No.
And both my parents were very handy.
Yeah. They made do. Yeah.
Yeah. And very crafty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always torn because I
was a bit like that.
I was going to say.
Many, many years. And we used to do all that together. And I was full on craft mother.
Yeah.
With both my kids. And now I'm just like.
Yeah.
Can it just be about me for a few years?
Well,
I want to enjoy my life.
I think this
without
is.
Without them being the full priority all the time.
All the time. This is where I'm torn with things like Christmas and birthdays and stuff because a lot of it. Have you got budgies?
Yes. Is that annoying? Do you want me to put him somewhere else?
I better check. Am I going mad?
He thinks that there's another budgie in there, but it died. But he thinks it's still alive because he's got a mirror.
Oh. No shit. Oh. what I was going to say is I'm torn because, and this is not universally true, but it is very common experience that it's usually mums doing all that work.
Totally.
So it's like the hidden, like when you kind of go, Christmas is magic. No, it's not magic. Mum did it, you know?
Exactly.
And there's a point, I think, where we need to have a discussion to sort with women to kind of go, you got to stop that at some point.
That's it. And that's where I think I'm coming from in the last few years. The expectations.
Yeah, too high.
That are on us as a woman.
Yeah.
It's ingrained, you know. Yeah. But I think we're coming out of that now.
Yeah, I think so.
It's like it's the feminist in me that just says, bullshit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a gender pay gap. Christmas time, it's like there's a Christmas gender gap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm very, my husband doesn't sort of go that way. Like it's not expected of me to do this and that, you know what I mean? I just sort of do it anyway. Whatever you get is what you get from me these days.
Do you know
and
what,
it's like it or lump it.
That's actually a really interesting point because, and this is not to dismiss the pressure because that cultural pressure is real. But often it's not coming from your partner or your kids. You're doing it yourself. Yeah. And that's why
like
I say we have to stop
DNA.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Like no one's going to come in and say, Nelly, you know, knock it off. Like I have to go, you know what, it's good enough.
We're not getting fucking reviewed.
Yeah. Now, Bev, I'm going to ask you to remove those budgies because it's distracting me.
Yeah, okay. Right?
Fuck off, budgies. The one of you and your false friend. Now, tell me, being sloppy seconds, it's kind of sloppy. I mean, it's a special, but it's sloppy seconds.
Yeah.
You get a free shot, so you can ask me something. So hit me.
Yes.
What do you want to know?
I wanted to know. Oh, I've got a 2-point question. I don't know which one.
I'll give you two.
Okay, I want to know, have you ever exacted revenge on someone or something?
Oh, that's a great question that I didn't expect. No. So this is an interesting question because I was having this discussion. Producer Faye is my revenge queen, right? You and I both know Faye. She does not lay down, right? If someone crosses Faye, like she is a delight.
She will work at it. Yeah.
She will not let that go. And we were having this discussion with a couple of friends. I won't go into detail, but someone fucked me over is the short story.
Right.
And my vibe, like I'm not a fighter. Like I'll fight for someone else.
Yeah,
I'm not generally a fighter for myself.
Yeah,
like it. I'll do it if I have
to. A lot of effort.
It's a lot of effort. And there is part of me, I mean, I'm not in any way Buddhist, but there is part of me that kind of gets into that Buddhist thing of sort of letting shit go.
Yeah, you know? The universe will work it out.
Kind of, and even on a kind of self-interested level, you're like, I could spend my energy doing that or I could move on to the next thing. Like the classic example, even though I'm fortunate to have an amicable breakup with my long-term partner, the classic example I reckon is where people spend 2, 3, 5, 10 years in court.
Yeah. Right? Now,
sometimes you have to do that because you might have the kind of ex that you need to do that for custody and money reasons.
Yeah.
But there are also other times when I've seen, and I'm sure you have with friends, where you're like, fuck, mate, let it go.
Yeah.
While you're doing that, you've got no space for the next thing.
Yeah.
So I'm inclined to just kind of go, okay, chalk it up. This is life. This is life experience. What's next?
Yeah. So if anyone is thinking of exacting revenge out there,
yeah,
listen to Nellie. Yeah, what you have to say is very...
Do you know what? I am in two minds about it, Bev, though, because there have been situations, I think, where I should have thrown an elbow. You know, whether they are like...
Do you reckon there should be like some kind of app where you get someone to take to just work on it for you? Like, yeah, Faye could do it.
That's Faye.
Yeah. I am actually that friend.
I know you are.
I had to realize I am.
Yeah.
I'm that friend.
Yeah, because, you know,
if you want me to do something, I will fucking do it.
There's an element of it in just letting shit go.
I like a mission.
Yeah, I'll ring you next time. In just letting shit go, that can also be, I mean, self-harm's too strong a description, but you can also then just sit with that. Like, you just letting it go is not always the right thing either, because you go, actually, I have to have some sense of justice or a say, you know, whether that's romantic, a work thing, a friend thing or whatever. Like, there's certainly situations where I've thought, oh, I wish I'd actually fucking shirt fronted that one. I don't mean literally, but I mean actually called them on it.
I suppose there's a time and a place. Like, I split up with this guy in my early 20s, and this guy, seriously, oh, my God, he did some terrible things to me. So, and I still had the key to the flat that we
lived. Yeah. Oh, God.
So I went over with a girlfriend who hated him for what he'd done to me.
Yeah.
And stayed in his bedroom. We slept in his bed.
Oh, this is a Morissette song.
Is it?
Yeah. She talks about going into the house and, like, having a shower and, like, hopping in his bed and all of that.
No, he actually came home and we were in his bed.
Oh, my God.
And I told him to fuck off out of his own bedroom.
And did you feel better?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, this is why
sometimes
I'm not...
even thinking about what to do is fun.
This is the thing. This is why I'm not sure my way is actually always right, because in the exact same situation, I might still be talking to you about that breakup and I'm 50 and going, I'm still pissed that I didn't say anything, you know, or I didn't do anything. So it's sort
fine
of depends.
Line.
Like, how far do you go? Like, if you spend the next 6 months going and sleeping in his bed, were you wasting your time? But maybe just letting it go is also, like, just leaves it with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's your other question, Beverly?
My other question is, what's your guilty pleasure?
Oh, God, so many. You know what? I've said this on the podcast before, I've tried to let go of the guilt of this. So as you and I both know, I had quit smoking for a really long time. And then during lockdowns, there was a Friday night. It was one of the first nights I'd had without my kids, right? Which is a really big, speaking of Christmas, like, we'll get on to that.
Yeah.
It was a really big thing. And we were in lockdown, so it's not like I could go and, you know, see someone. And I sat in my back shed, and our friend Helen Thorne, who lives in London, I rang her and I'm crying, and she was having a fag, and I went, oh, fuck it. And I Uber Eats a pack of Benson and Edges.
Fuck! How much did that cost?
$55.
Jesus.
$55. I tell you what, though, it was one of the best nights of my life. But I felt such shame about it, because you know how hard it is to quit smoking, and I hadn't done it for so long. And I felt so guilty, and I'm a women's health ambassador and all that shit. And then I was talking to my therapist about it, and she's like, you know what, you started smoking when you're a teenager. Try and think of it as teenage Nellie was trying to look after you in distress.
Yes.
You know,
oh,
like
that's good.
That was a time when you didn't have, well, you weren't in lockdown, but you didn't have responsibilities of kids.
Yeah.
You weren't going through this grief of a breakup. You weren't
yeah.
dealing, you know, it was pre all of that. And she
yeah.
was trying to say, it's all right, I've got you.
And also in the scheme of things, it's not like you were got the meth pipe out.
Exactly right. And that's the thing, getting that sense of perspective. Like I can, when I will spiral if I start getting too black and white about stuff, you know,
yeah.
and kind of going, you can't, it's all or nothing. You're weak or you're strong. You're good or you're bad. You know, I'm trying as I'm getting older to be more nuanced about it for me and other people. So
yeah,
I try not to have it. Same with food. I mean, I fucking dieted my way into putting on weight. And at this age, I go, I will never diet again. Is it good food?
Yeah.
Right? And that means, is it nutritious? But also sometimes, does it just taste good?
Exactly.
Häagen-Dazs,
exactly.
And salted caramel on a Saturday night. I'm not letting go of that.
Yeah.
So not real. I don't really have guilty pleasures.
It works itself out, I reckon. It just does.
We're
like
humans.
I haven't had a drink in 3 days.
Yeah, right. How's that?
And I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah, I'm proud of you too. Was that
but
a conscious
my
thing?
My skin, like I don't feel so bloated.
Yes.
So it's almost like nature will tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, totally.
You just got to look in the mirror and just go, hey, hold on.
Yeah.
I haven't had any alcohol for 3 days and my skin looks better.
Yeah.
Oh, I might try this a little more often. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. That's right. If I eat that broccoli, I'll feel better rather than going, if you say to me, you have to eat that because you're trying to lose weight, I don't want it. You know, whereas
exactly.
If I'm actually.
So take the pressure down.
Take the pressure down and actually that's when I stop smoking. Or when I eat
that's
better,
it.
Or if I go to, I have to go to the gym 4 times a week, I won't go. So it's sort of
I walked
giving
past
yourself
this
permission.
Gym yesterday. Yes, that's it.
Mm.
I walked past a gym yesterday that I had a gym membership for 1 year and I went twice. And I walked past that gym and just gave it a secret finger. It was just like, fuck you.
Oh, my God. Well, speaking of two things, one, Helen Thorne, who I just mentioned, used to do a great joke about how her bank account went to the gym 3 times a week, which is a perfect, you know, like she never fucking went. But also coming up to New Year, you know, given it's an advice podcast, can I say in the strongest possible terms, do not make a New Year's resolution.
No.
Right? Just actually do the things when you're ready to do them. Because if you say to yourself, right, from the 1st of January, I'm going to only drink on Friday nights or whatever the thing is you're trying to cut down,
ugh.
Most people's brain, nervous system, whatever, will rebel against that. It's too much pressure.
Too much pressure. We want to have John Farnham's song playing throughout this.
Take the pressure down. Yes. Right? Because I can feel
down.
It. Rising like a storm, Bev. I can feel it.
Well, it is today in Melbourne. It's like, whoa, what's happening out there?
Too old for that shit. Now, I want to ask you, because I think we've got a couple of interesting calls and letters coming up, because it's a really rough time of the year for a lot of people.
It is.
One of the reasons I think it's rough, and there'll be many single parents listening, or even people who aren't single parents who are just dealing with the shit show of this financial crisis.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of financial pressure. I went to a Christmas party last night, Bev. I didn't even host the thing and I would have spent $100, right? Let alone if you were hosting it, buying cheese, buying wine, let alone presents.
So what did you spend?
Oh, alcohol.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah,
also
you're
pizza.
Turn up, aren't you?
You know, that kind of stuff. But in terms of thinking of like buying presents and also catering on the day, because I know you are so great. Like you're not in any way tight, but you're really good with upcycling, recycling, being frugal. So what are your tips for listeners with that stuff?
My tips are presentation.
Hey, tell me, like wrapping.
Yeah, total presentation.
Yeah.
Like if you're really crafty with like, you know, brown paper. and some nice ribbon
or string
goes a long way.
Yeah, I love the simplicity of
presentation.
That, yeah.
Like if you have a beautiful tree, right, and you've got some really interesting, creative baubles on it.
Yeah,
that's just going to help, right?
Yeah, totally.
But if you're like, oh my god, I can't afford anything. I have to go to Kmart and spend $200 on crap.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
just be creative.
Yeah,
just let all that crafting and whatever. Just let it happen.
Spend $20 on a glue gun.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop. I don't even go to Chadston anymore. I don't go to those big shops anymore.
Yeah,
it does my brain in. It's total consumerism.
It's too much.
Just get back to love.
Yeah,
get back to love.
Yeah,
and this is what I like to do. I like to think of that person.
Yeah,
and have something that's individually caters to them.
Yes,
it's about the ego.
It's the thought,
and it's the thought. It's like, what do I know about this person? Even if you don't know them that well, find out a little thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that they love carnivals or clowns or whatever.
Yeah.
And just something little.
Oh, I remember when obviously we know each other and you can see on social media the kinds of clothes that I like to wear, and you got me some secondhand clothes and sent them to me.
Yeah.
You know, like even that, for me, that's a beautiful gift because it's like Bev has actually noticed, she's seen me, right? She's thought about it. She's curated a bundle. She's sent it over to me, I presume, correct me if I'm wrong. It's not an expensive gift, but it's really thoughtful.
That's it.
It was
and
lovely.
No, I did that for the entire Lekaja Fole cast.
Yeah.
And crew.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Even the sound, everyone got a little gift from me.
Course they
over did. The course of a month.
And you gave me a cookbook last time I saw you. I'll give you an example of, I mean, this is tooting my own horn, but I'm just giving an obvious example. So our beautiful dearly departed Cal Wilson would send friends, like she'd made us Christmas wreaths and baubles and stuff every year and all crafted. And I thought the other day, like I know Kirsty Wiebeck, who's been on here on our podcast multiple times, I thought she's gonna really miss getting that from Cal.
She will.
I just made her and her partner a little Christmas decoration each out of clay and got the glue gun out and sent it. Now that would have cost me 50 cents.
Exactly.
But her receiving that, like she was so stoked to receive. And I'm not in any way pretending that I'm as crafty as Cal, but you know, just the thought of going,
much weight behind the thought.
Yeah.
The thought.
Yeah.
There really is. Like I'm always stealing my husband's undies. Right? It's my guilty pleasure.
Comfort.
And it's my way of exacting revenge as well.
Yeah, nice. Nice. That's thoughtful.
And I will give him a really nice packet of undies.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And
totally.
I'll probably wear them down the track.
Yeah.
But it's just a little silly thing.
Yes.
It's a silly thing.
That's right. Or if a friend.
But I reckon presentation is key.
Yes. So nice wrapping. And I reckon.
When it comes to food as well.
Yes. Yes.
So food on Christmas Day, just have some nice, just interesting presentation, garnish or, you know, make the table interesting.
Yes.
Just bring some festivity into it. You know what I mean?
And do you know what? You can easily, on the table thing, because I never used to do that. And then I saw a couple of Instagram reels or something. I thought, ooh. And then I just Googled and went, like, how can I make a Christmas table on a budget? And it was things like just grab, you know, a couple of branches from here and there, place that with a couple of tea lights.
That's
but
it.
Again, probably
pine,
$10.
Pine cones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. And what about food, Bev? Like if someone's thinking, you know, I've got to cater for 10 people, that could cost fucking $300. Like how do we do a nice meal too?
No. You know what? There's nothing like a well-dressed roast chook.
Yeah.
This is how I used to do it on a budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just get a couple of roast chooks.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, stuff it.
And then you've got some really yummy salads.
Yeah.
That's Christmas lunch.
Yeah, totally.
And a pudding.
Yeah, or a pavlova. Yeah.
The amount of years I did roast chooks.
Yeah.
I used to all, because I live with a bunch of, because I used to have Christmas at my house. I was the matriarch of this hippie clown performer's house. Yeah. And so many people came. I had, you know, all the street performers would land on me.
Yeah.
And then people who, Jewish friends who didn't, you know, normally celebrate Christmas would come. Yeah. And I used to make this massive nut roast.
Yeah.
I got this recipe and I just went with it. It was like layers of cashew.
Yeah.
Parsnip. And mushrooms.
Yeah.
And then I made this really nice glaze.
Yeah.
And it was just this huge nut roast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's simple. You just you need a blender, basically.
And you know what? If you haven't got fancy plates, straight to the op shop. Because
all of them. That's it. And, you know, doesn't have to be all matchy-matchy anymore. No. I love doing, you've seen my place settings and whatever.
Beautiful.
I've got so many different plates.
Yeah, boho.
And it just looks fun. Looks, you know.
But as you know.
I don't do what a magazine tells me I'm supposed to do.
No.
I don't read magazines. I don't watch TV.
Yeah.
I don't read a newspaper.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it's so liberating.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Start formulating your own ideas.
Because you're not being told by it.
Both my kids have grown up with me doing, this is, I want to do this. I'm not told I have to. And I make out of these little pastries.
Yeah.
Using a star cutter.
Yeah.
And I make up this caramelized onion mixture.
Oh, yum.
And it doesn't cost much.
Yeah.
It's basically onions.
Yeah.
And egg and some thyme.
Beautiful.
As in thyme.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you dot it in the middle in these little pastries and it is divine.
Yum.
And I make it every year.
And
it's
that's
my Christmas thing.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
You don't
and
have to buy
them.
like a thing of pork at the moment. Like it's unaffordable. You know, like a big roast pork, or I used to love like lamb cutlets. I had a look the other day, lamb cutlets for 8 lamb cutlets was $48, Bev.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
I'm like, no, right?
No.
Even though I love Christmas, no. Like there's other options.
You've just got to be able to go, you know what? That amount of money to spend on a pork roast and you need essentials next week?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Just get some nice ham from a deli.
Yeah, exactly.
And roll it up. You know, roll it up and make a nice antipasto platter.
Oh, yes. Get some prosciutto.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it is not difficult.
No.
To to make deli stuff, right?
Yes.
You get a capsicum.
Yep.
You wrap it in foil.
Yep.
You put it in the oven. It softens, right?
Yep.
You put it in a plastic bag. Leave it, sweat it out, pull off the skin, man.
Slice it up. Yeah. Even something as simple, Bev, like the party I went to last night, I put the cheese board together and I just dotted the cheese around and a couple of dips and whatever. And then I went, it doesn't look colourful enough. I'm like, oh, we'll just put some strawberries on it.
Absolutely.
And then all of a sudden the platter has got colour and it's exactly what you're talking about, vibrancy. It didn't cost anymore. It's like $3 for a punnet of strawberries or something, but it made it look better.
That's it.
All right. Are you ready for a couple of listener calls?
Yes.
Hey, Nelly. Hi, it's Catherine again. Just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and thank you for your great work. And I love all the guests. You've been fantastic and I've really enjoyed listening while I've been working, driving around. And I am the one that wants to set up the older ladies commune for retired women in Melbourne. Look, about Christmas, I can't be fucked basically and happy to just have bubbles and chips by myself. But I don't want to be, I don't want to totally be a leper, a social leper. So low-key ideas with a couple of friends, how to navigate messy stuff, you know, with friends that have either split up or and support them and you're just generally saying no to stuff and being okay with it. Anyway, I'd love to hear your suggestions, any guest suggestions, everything, and look forward to 2024 with you. Thank you.
Oh, how gorgeous.
I didn't quite hear everything. Is she saying that, like, how to say no to?
Yeah, so I think, like, there's a few parts to it. One is she's obviously just gone, I can't be fucked, but I feel like a bit of a Grinch.
Yeah, so, right.
I mean, personally, I'd go, just don't be fucked. Like, if you're happy, if you're happy to have Christmas Day by yourself, I had a Christmas one year by myself a long time ago. I decided, I think there's a couple of options. One, I went and volunteered, like at a, you know, with some homeless people at a big lunch, and and I felt like I was around other people and I wouldn't sort of dwell in being on my own. Yeah. And another option, if you can afford it, a lot of nice hotels will have a Christmas lunch on, and there's a lot of people on their own. Either they're traveling or they're divorced or they're whatever. Yes. They're whatever. But so you're there in company.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You know what I mean? You still got the atmosphere without the having to find, like, go to a friend's house for Christmas or something, where you can feel like you're third wheeling it a bit.
Yeah, yeah. I would say to that, I totally understand why you would want to do that.
Yeah.
Because some years it's just too much.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm the kind of person that likes my own company. I'm fine with my I would have give yourself something to do.
Yeah, something. Same. Plan something.
Something to do.
Yeah.
Either watching your favorite movie.
Yes.
Or set yourself something up to make something nice for dinner or lunch. Mm. But I would also have a backstop.
Yeah.
So if there is somewhere that you could go.
Yeah.
And drop in.
Yeah.
Then have that in the back of your mind that if you do feel at any point not quite right.
Yes, you've got an option.
The day, then you've got something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got a plan B there.
And that might be going to the movies.
That's it.
Right? Yeah. It might be something just where there's other humans. The other thing she asked about is how to navigate, like, trickiness, and I'm getting the impression that she's got some single friends or maybe recently divorced friends. If you can invite them.
That's right.
Yeah, right? That doesn't mean they have to come, but at least that they know you're welcome to come here if you want to. That this might be hard.
Yeah.
So come on down, do an orphan's Christmas. You know, there's nothing better. Being an orphan's group where there's like 20 of you who aren't with anyone.
That's it.
And there's no family fights and there's no fucking shit show. There's just like everyone drink, be merry.
But I would have a plan B just in case.
Yeah.
But if you get through the whole day and you're fine, good on you.
Do it. So this year we're doing, we'll see the kids' dad in the morning, have breakfast, do presents, and then we have nothing else planned. And I was talking to the girls about it and I'm like, I feel like that mum guilt of kind of going, shouldn't it be, like, shouldn't we do something? And I said, what do you want to do? And isn't that such an important question without projecting?
It is.
So I'm thinking we have to do a big production. They went, can we do a Christmas movie marathon? Like, yes, we can. We're doing Elf. We're doing Polar Express. And then we're doing Die Hard.
Nice. That is so awesome.
And that's totally low key for me, but it's also really enjoyable. The three of us would be cuddling on the couch and eating junk food. Fun. That's great.
You can have burgers. Burgers.
You know, do that.
Build your own burgers.
You got a couple of single friends. Like, I'm talking to people who maybe don't have kids, for example. A couple of single friends say, why don't we do that? Let's do a movie marathon or a board game marathon or whatever.
Instead of sitting around there and having a conversation with complete strangers can be so difficult sometimes, right?
Yeah. And I did, I will say, Bev, I went to one year, I went to another friend's, like her extended family Christmas, because I was going to be on my own. And as lovely as it was for them to offer, I felt really out of place because yeah. I was the only one not from that family. And I didn't understand the dynamics. And I felt,
yeah, that's it.
I actually, from this age, would rather grab a couple of friends or do something exactly like you said, like go to that's the it. Movies or whatever. Depends on your vibe.
For about 10 years, my house was that house. It's like, yeah. That's where people would end up. Yeah. And it was, the doors were always open. It wasn't just Christmas either.
Yeah.
So that's what I offered, and that's yeah. where they came. And it, Christmas would just go for 3 days.
Yeah, how right? lovely.
And we'd just be running around in the nick under the hose.
Yeah.
Playing hide and seek. This is full grown adults.
Yeah. Love
just
it.
Just being ridiculous.
Getting that childlike spirit. Yeah. Now, one of the really hard things, she hasn't mentioned this, but I know that this will be really difficult for people listening if it's their first Christmas on their own, right? Yeah. If they've come out of, like, if they've been divorced or separated or whatever, their first yeah. Christmas, it's even more important to plan something, I think.
Absolutely. And don't drink yourself silly.
No, exactly.
It's not the answer.
Yeah.
Because it... alcohol is a depressive, and it can yeah. just, you know,
yeah,
it can just bring up too many feelings and emotions.
100%. And then the next day,
put a whole lot of love into yourself.
Yes.
And try not to just reach for the bottle and no. yeah.
Because also the next day, that this is a physical reality. After you've been pissed, if you're prone to anxiety, it will increase your anxiety.
That's right.
So give yourself some sort of.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Limit on that's how it. Much you, I mean, maybe if you're with other people, it's less of an issue. But if you're sitting alone drinking, I think that's a really dangerous thing to do.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. All right.
It might, because it's the first thing you're going to think. Get pissed and forget about it. You know what I mean?
I mean, look at the other example of, you know, attending the family Christmas or something. How many fucking family Christmases devolve by about 2 PM where cousin so-and-so's had too many under their belt and auntie blah, blah, blah.
That's it.
And all of a sudden there's a scrag fight.
Alcohol's got a lot to do with it.
It really does. And if you're on your own, you're having that fight with yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't even blame someone. All right, this is a tricky one. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
My question for Christmas is, how do we navigate those family meetings? Say where you've repartnered and the children of your partner have had wanted nothing to do with you, and now you're 4 years in, and now we're all going to spend Christmas together as a big, happy family. It's interesting to navigate those feelings. How would you suggest we go forward from there? Thank you.
Oh, now, because the sound quality is a bit hard, I'll just repeat it. Basically, so this woman's clearly repartnered later in life, and I'm assuming her new partner has existing, maybe older kids, and they haven't wanted anything to do with her for 4 years, which is a really long time. And then this Christmas, they're going to all have Christmas together. What do you reckon, right, Beth?
Oh, you're just going to be really kind to yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
I would. My first thought was give yourself a lot of breaks during the day.
Yes, build them in.
Go find somewhere.
Yeah.
either in the house or in the yard or outside or go for little walks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just keep giving yourself a little break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And come back to it. And just have in your mind, you know, like putting your hand up to it, like not allowing it in.
Yes.
There's no negativity is coming my way. Just try and be really confident in yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, ask lots of questions.
Yeah.
Just ask questions.
Yeah.
Eat the food and then just fuck off out of there.
Yeah. Okay, I love two things, well, many things about your advice. One is, and you can't see this because it's a podcast, but Bev's literally putting her hand up, and I think that's a really interesting thing to visualize. Like if you're sitting at Christmas lunch with, I don't know, an uncle who's mean to you or some stepkids who haven't been interested in you or what, like it'll be different for different people. Just visualize your hand going up, kind of going, basically, I don't take that energy on.
Yeah.
Right? That's about you.
That's yours.
Yeah. That's yours. Take it back. And building breaks in, like I would even be inclined, I mean, I'm an over-talker, obviously, but I'd even be inclined to kind of go, oh, I'm going to go for a walk after lunch.
That's it.
You know, like actually announce it before the lunch.
I do things like that a lot.
Yeah.
At family gatherings.
Yeah.
I just, when I was a smoker, it was, you know, always outside.
Yeah.
But I just sort of, I find a little space.
Yeah.
Within the house.
Yeah.
And my son does the same thing.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
We'll just go and sit somewhere.
Yeah.
Quiet. Yeah. And then come back when he's ready.
Yeah.
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 It's like, it's looking after yourself.
It is. And don't apologize for it. My go-to would be two things. It depends on your house, but I would go, I'm just going to go and water the garden because people are unlikely to come with you if you've got a task. Or the other thing was I'd just go and walk the dog.
That's it. Oh, right? That's great.
There's no kind of I need to have a break from you. Oh, why do you need to have a break from me? You know, actually just say it matter-of-factly, like I'm just going to do this and then I'll be back. And know that before the day.
For your actions sometimes.
No.
Not if it's positive for you.
Yeah. For you. My other tip would be, because I have been in not this exact situation, but in the situation where there were people coming where I knew there'd be some tension. And that's pretty much what she's talking about.
Yeah.
I went, okay, I'm going to kind of try and plan it. I'm going to try and type
it. Yeah.
And had a series of board games planned and kind of go, and they could say no. Like you might go, oh, so I'm thinking we could play Monopoly after lunch or Trivial Pursuit.
Great idea.
So people don't have to have the intense conversations, because what you don't want is your adult stepkids and you sitting there kind of going, so why haven't we talked for 4 years? Don't do that on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Try and give yourself a distraction.
That's it. Games are always a great idea.
Games. Build a gingerbread house. Like even if they're grown-up kids, that's still fun. Like think of an activity. Activities, you know, when I used to work in welfare, Bev, there's an old trope in welfare that if you have a client that is, you're having trouble, they're having trouble opening up, you take them for a drive. And the reason that is because they don't have to make the eye contact.
Yeah, right.
It's really intense to sit opposite each other and go, Bev, how are you feeling? Right? It's the same in this situation. Sitting opposite each other across a table of food is actually really intense.
Yeah.
Whereas if there is a board game or an activity that everyone's going to do, it sort of just takes the pressure off.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I mean, even things like reading the jokes out.
Bonbons.
Things like that can just break the ice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. The other thing
I've got where everyone has to wear a silly hat.
Love it.
Yeah.
I mean, my head's too big, but I still love it.
Having your pet with you can be really helpful. Like,
oh,
100%. If you're allowed to bring your dog.
Yes.
That would be really good to do.
Or their dog, even, or their cat. Like, if they've got pets.
Yeah.
The other thing, and it depends on your relationship with your partner, but I'd be inclined to sit with them and say, I reckon this is going to be a little bit tricky for me. I would like a time limit, right?
That's
I'd like you to let everyone know that by 3 o'clock, we're going to be wrapping up.
That's
and
it.
That way you know, even if you're struggling, there's an end point rather than everyone's still there at 11.
Yeah.
You can get through a few hours of most things.
That's it.
But make that announcement before. And I think that should be on your partner if they're his or her kids.
God, there's so much obligation, isn't there?
Oh, mate, so much and so much
pressure. I don't take that on anymore either.
Yeah, you're done with that.
I'm done with it.
Yeah, I am too, mate.
I can actually live with myself too. I just don't have the guilt.
Yeah. Oh.
And I think it's from because, I mean, you know, after having a stroke and coming through the other side, I just don't have that. I don't have so much guilt anymore.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Yeah.
And I can lay in bed all day and watch Below Deck and I don't give a shit.
And have the time of your fucking life.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
can you, like, all right, this is the other thing to imagine. Imagine, and I know you're not in this circumstance, but let's say you were. If you were going to be on your own on Christmas and you said, I'm going to lay in bed all day and I'm going to have the food I want, I'm going to watch Below Deck, there'll be part of your brain going, oh, the people next door, it's that thing of looking in someone's window. The people next door are all sitting around happy families. They are not. They are not. Some of your friends, I've got friends who get so stressed about going to family functions that they have panic attacks.
I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Right? The photos you see on Facebook are not the fucking reality of what ended up happening on that day. And someone didn't bring the gravy and this one didn't do.
I know.
It's not all beer and Skittles everywhere else.
Plus, as comedians as well, we are very adept at being able to diffuse situations.
Yeah.
I just use humour, you know. Yeah. We had this wonderful thing in Tony's family is where I normally go for Christmas.
Yeah.
And we had this wonderful thing after lunch when everyone's, you know, had enough to eat and drink. I started this years ago and it's stupid family tricks. Right?
Love.
And we go, stupid family tricks. Oh, sorry, stupid human tricks. Stupid human. And we just do like impersonations, different ridiculous things we can do.
Yeah,
we sing a song, we do poetry, and the whole family gets involved.
Yeah.
And it is so funny.
So fun. So funny.
So fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all your stupid things, even if you do the same party trick you did the year before, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. If you can put your fist in your mouth, show me again.
That's it.
I'm still impressed.
One.
I can turn my eyelids inside out every year. The kids, turn your eyelids inside out.
There you
go.
There's your Christmas. You can have that, people.
It's a treat.
Human, human tricks.
To our caller as well, I would say exactly what you said at the beginning, just circling back to it. You can't force a relationship with anyone. Right, whether that is your own children, your own parents, your stepkids, your neighbor, all you can do is try. They will have their own reasons, I imagine. We don't know the circumstances, but they've got their own reasons. It doesn't mean it's about you.
That's it. Maybe everyone's got a massive backstory.
Maybe they're protective of their mum. Maybe they're pissed at their dad. Maybe they're, who knows, but try not to take it on and kind of put that hand up. Either literal or metaphorical and kind of go, I'll do my best. I'll come halfway and I'll see what happens.
Yeah. Just try and protect yourself.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you don't have to get into the nitty gritty. You don't have to be ho-ho-hoing the whole day.
You really don't. You
know, it's not possible.
And you can also be sad about it. You can go, you know what? I'd really love if my stepkids took an interest in me. It actually makes me sad that they don't. Just be sad about it. It's okay.
That's it.
Like, that's a normal human reaction. Just sit with it. Doesn't mean you can change it.
Every year is different as well. You know,
yeah, true.
So don't hold on to that expectation, I would say, as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've been really foul some years.
Yeah.
Really foul. And when I was going through menopause, I was so hormonal. Mm. I'd had so much pressure on me with just some family members who were unwell at the time.
Yeah.
that I just have been, I've been a nasty cow, you know, not nasty, but just really just grumpy as fuck.
Like great
got really pissed and just, you know, maybe said and done the wrong thing.
Yeah.
To people. This is throughout the year, you know.
Yeah.
So I was just like, whatever, you know. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that my family's going to hold that against me.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
It can evolve.
And my mother-in-law is really great in that way. She's going, oh, that's over. That's done. Don't worry about it. Everyone goes through things. No, we're not going to hold it against you. And I love that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I do too.
So just don't overexpect that.
Yeah.
Because someone said something 10 years ago doesn't mean they fully think that now.
Yeah.
They've probably forgotten that.
Yeah.
Just be in the moment.
And there may be a point at which they show interest in you. There may not. Either way, I don't actually think you can control it other than just being yourself, being open, being kind, see what happens. If I had to guess, I would say there will be a point they'll be open to you. But for whatever reason, they're not yet.
Yeah.
And just kind of, you know, rather than shouting into the wind wishing, sort of accept that and just kind of go, okay, but I do think it's on your partner to also assist with that. Like, you're not a fucking punching bag.
That's it.
They're not allowed to come over and be rude or mean.
If all else fails, that's it.
Yeah.
If all else fails, just do the dishes.
Oh my God. The amount of dishes I've done on Christmas days. The amount of dishes, babe. I cleaned out the cupboards one year. This is very important that I do this today. All right, we've got a couple of letters to get through, so I'm going to hit you with this one. Dear Nelly, oh, this is hard, Bev. I got divorced 2 years ago. This is my first Christmas without my kids. They are 11 and 13 and are going overseas with their dad to see his family. They are safe and loved, but I don't know what to do on Christmas Day or if I should tell them I will miss them. I'm dreading Christmas and can't help thinking everyone else is having a good time. Please help.
Yeah. Again, it's like you don't know that. And that's all Hallmark card superficial.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That there's this fucking expectation. We just got to let go of it somehow.
Yeah.
No one's ever going to be fully happy all the time. And that expectation for this one day where we've got everything's going to be perfect doesn't exist. Yeah,
doesn't exist. And have
I would say set up a nice Zoom meeting.
Yes, with the
kids. You know, where you can pack them off with a couple of gifts that can only open in front of you.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Have that nice chat with them.
Yeah.
If she is feeling sad, then say let there's nothing wrong with them knowing that.
I reckon I was thinking about that. My approach, for whatever it's worth, because they're 11 and 13, you don't want them worrying about you, but you also want them to know how you feel. I would say, look, I'm really going to miss you and I would love to have Christmas with you. I'm so happy you're going with Dad and you're going to have a great time.
That's it, because it's a good experience for them.
This is what I'm doing, so they don't have to worry about you. Like, I'm going to Bev's house.
Yeah.
Right? And Bev's going to make me that nut roast that I love.
Yeah.
And then they can just chill, even if you're not actually doing that.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah.
Tell them that you've got a plan.
But just say, as long as we can connect
during
the day and we can, you can unwrap.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a gift that I've given you, that would be fabulous.
That's lovely. And again, can I say that experience is, it's completely legitimate, normal, whatever other words you want to use, for you to be dreading that. Because that's conceptually, it's a really big thing. The reality of it probably won't be as bad as you're thinking.
That's right.
But
and
I understand.
Just have some default things that you can do and say.
And please buy yourself a nice present. In terms of the everyone else is having a good time, if you've been divorced 2 years ago, I'm guessing at least the two or three Christmases prior to that were a fucking shit show. I would like you to actively remember those when other people would have been looking at your family going, isn't everything perfect?
That's right. That's
you
right.
Never know.
I always, the build up to Christmas, I get divorced every year in my brain.
Yeah.
My husband. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's from mid-November.
Yeah, it's full on.
Mid-December.
Yeah.
Is foul. But he's been away for a week, so it hasn't been so bad.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it's just this whole finance thing.
Yeah.
Money thing, you know. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Got to have enough money for Christmas. Got to have enough money for Christmas. Yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what I do. I buy for little kids only.
Yeah.
In the family. Little kids. And it doesn't have to be anything major.
Yeah.
And then grandparents always get something for me.
Yeah.
And my own kids. But only something that they really need and want.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Thoughtful about it. Yeah. And by yourself, if you're in that situation, if this is your first Christmas on your own, especially if you haven't got your babies with you, take that $100 that you would have spent on the fucking roast pork and whatever, buy yourself a massage, a facial, like something that you wouldn't normally treat yourself to.
Absolutely.
You're worth it.
Absolutely. And you know what? Even something like treat yourself to a couple of nights of Uber Eats.
Exactly.
But really good stuff.
Some sort of treat. Or if you've got more money, I don't know, if it was me, I'd go, I'm buying myself new linen because it's my favourite thing.
Fuck yeah.
Like buy
every time I make my bed now, I think of you, Nelly.
I know, because you know I'm upset. It's literally like food, food and linen are probably the only things that I am not extravagance, too strong a word, but that I'm okay to spend money that I wouldn't normally on.
Yeah.
Because I love
mine. Used to be cushions.
Oh, you love a cushion.
I do. I love this one. Look at this.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But it's down. It's got that down. Love. Oh, I love a good down pillow.
All right, this one. Oh, this one's a hard one. All right, here we go. Dear Nelly, I'm one of your many queerdo listeners. Firstly, thank you for being such a great voice for the diversity of our community. That's sweet. And being open and vulnerable with your own journey. I came out in the late 1990s and my family of origin rejected me. They send me texts on Christmas Day and it makes it even worse because it reminds me that they should welcome me. No contact would be better than that shit. I tried for years to get them to accept me as a lesbian, but I've given up and now focus on my chosen family. Well done. But it really hurts. I'm not quite 40, but I thought you could help anyway. Anyone can write in. That's fine. Should I reply to their stupid texts? And why do I feel guilty for not sending them presents when I haven't seen them for 20 years? Oh, darling.
That's it, isn't it? It's like it's the guilt thing around the Christmas. Guilt
thing. Do you know what
isn't it supposed to be about? I don't know. I'm sure it's not meant to be.
No.
Isn't it about
no
about appreciating what's good in your life?
Yeah.
That's what Christmas is to me.
Yeah.
Appreciating what's good in your life.
Yeah.
Who is been awesome to you in your life? Yeah. Appreciating that.
Yeah.
You don't have to text back.
You know what? Can we just say unequivocally, you owe them shit. You owe them fucking nothing.
There is zero. There is zip.
Oh my God. Whatever.
If they feel that they have to text you out of their own guilt, fuck that.
Do you know what, Bev?
Don't text them back.
They are texting her so they feel better about what they've done. They want to say
narrow-minded that they cannot accept your
their own child,
your preferences,
with
your sexuality.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. No,
and not for a year.
You don't need that shit.
Not for even for 20 years they haven't come round, and I bet they want to say to their neighbor or your auntie or whoever, they want to say, oh, we texted her for Christmas. We reached out at Christmas. No, you fucking didn't.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, well done. Don't reply. Delete it.
Don't reply. Delete it. Delete their fucking numbers.
How dare they? I actually understand that feeling of offering so little is worse than offering nothing.
Yes.
It's insulting because you're then in that position of like, well, you're fucking gaslighting me. I'm meant to thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
You rejected me.
I know.
And you want me to fucking go happy Christmas.
You know what? No. So what is this person's name? Are they anonymous?
Anonymous, yeah.
I would just go, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. After 20 years, that's long enough.
Too long.
I am done. And this is what a good friend of mine said to me one time, and it remains with me. Go where the love is.
Yes, Bev.
Go where the love is.
Yes.
If you are being rejected over here, but you've got love over there with this other family, go where the love is.
100%.
Don't even 100%. Just take them out of your phone.
Yeah.
That's the only time that you hear from them.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
That is bullshit.
That's obligation.
That's cruel, I think.
It is.
That's cruel.
So you do not, it's okay to say, I don't need this in my life and I'm going to move on now. Yeah. You will feel so much better. So many things will open up for you.
Yes.
It's unbelievable what happens.
Yes.
When you start to take care of yourself that way. Yes.
When you let go.
I let go of a friend 2 years ago and I haven't looked back and I haven't even felt even slightly guilty about it. And my life has improved because of it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I've had to do this
because it's a trickle down effect.
Yeah.
Because you start looking after yourself more mentally, and people just say, "Oh, she's not bullying you. That's just part of her personality." But
nah.
No, I felt bullied.
Yeah.
So you can't tell me how to feel in this situation.
Oh, Bev, I will tell you without going into detail. I have sat at Christmas functions where the only way I'd describe it is that I've sat there being bullied. And for same reason, even though, oh, it's like we're just jokes, it's just like you're hurting my feelings.
It doesn't matter.
Stop it.
If a joke about someone or being sarcastic or going overboard or crossing the line.
Yeah, don't go.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. Don't go.
And I stand up for myself in that moment now.
Yeah.
In as soon as it happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Not having
don't
that
go away and wallow in it.
Yeah.
Just say, sorry, that's not funny to me.
Don't. Yeah, that hurt me.
Yeah.
In her case as well, I love that she said, so she's got chosen family, which I am guessing in this context means that she's got some queerdo friends or straight friends or whatever.
Yeah.
Some friends
she's got love around her.
I would also say to them, I think this is one of those ones where you need to be really explicit because some people at that age will think she's just okay. Just say to them, look, this is a really hard time of year for me. You don't have to go into detail. My parents rejected me or my family rejected me. Can you help? And I bet someone will go, you come to mine.
That's right.
Right? Don't spend that day on your own.
And that's what that house of mine was.
Yeah, exactly.
It was. All of the above, you know.
And I tell you what, if you're in Melbourne, you message us and you can either come to my house or Bev's house and do a movie marathon and a nut loaf. But I think, Bev, you're so right, and I'm going to call the episode this fucking go where the love is. And if that
love is
not your family of origin, that shit is on them. It's not on you.
And there's also that wonderful that was around a few years ago. It's like, you don't know me.
They don't know me. No, they don't. No,
you don't know me. This is
look at this letter, Bev. How can they possibly know her? They've rejected her for being part of a group, not for her. They've gone, we don't like this label lesbian. Well, get fucked.
Yeah.
You don't have to like it.
Get
it's
over
not
it.
Your life.
Build
get over it.
Yeah. But you're not going to affect me anymore.
It's nothing to do with her.
For this to affect me anymore.
Yeah.
Take them out of your life.
Yes. That's their shame.
And there's no obligation. There's no moral obligation at all.
It's not unconditional.
You don't have to be treated that way anymore.
No, you don't. No, you don't. And can I say to her.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, bitch. Slam the door on the way out.
Talk to the head.
Yeah. Can I say to this lovely, I mean, thank you for writing in. And can I say unequivocally from both Bev and I know this is a weird thing to say because we don't know you, but I think people can hate people they don't know. You can also love people you don't know. We love you. We don't give
a
fuck what your label is.
That is this whole conversation that we've just had is going to mean so much.
I hope
so. Just so many people.
I hope
so. I mean, this world is changing for the better.
Yeah.
So these kind of questions keep them coming because people are just working their shit out while they're listening to this.
Dip me in honey, throw me to the lesbos.
Yeah. Know the love is.
We are here for it.
At some family function, knowing that they're homophobic.
Yeah.
And narrow-minded.
Yeah.
But what reason?
Or why is your hair cut like that? Why haven't you got a boyfriend? Why have you done? Fuck off.
Yeah. Why aren't you guys married? You got kids. It's none of your fucking business.
Yeah. That's right. They get off to that. You give them one or two chances. I don't like it. Please don't do that again. I reckon maximum three chances. If they will not respect that and they keep shit canning you, and I don't care whether, you know, I've got an autistic kid. If I'm going to come to your house and you won't respect that she's not going to eat particular foods, for example, and I've explained why, well, then I'm not coming again.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not apologizing for it. Same in this situation.
Yeah, enough with the apologies.
Enough. If you can't make some adaptation, I'm not saying everything has to go my way, but we're talking about your own family rejecting you for something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And shaming you. And fucking don't go.
Don't bring up politics. Don't bring up religion.
Yeah.
And talk to the fucking hand.
Talk to the hand, Felicia. Now, our last, I cannot tell you how much I laughed when I got this is a letter that was sent in, like, as in via email, not even like an Instagram comment or something. And as soon as I saw it, I thought, oh, Bev. Dear Nelly, are head jobs only for Christmas?
Yes, they are.
The day of your mad for a gobby.
Head jobs only for Christmas. I love it. If that's the only time of year that you feel like giving them, then fuck it. Or do you want to receive them? I don't know. What's the question?
I think it's giving. I think it's one of those. You know, there's heaps of people who literally only have sex like on Christmas Day
or their birthday.
Their birthday or something. Like, I mean, I think it's a joke, but it's also like it's a real thing, right?
Yeah.
Do you reckon you have to put out on Christmas?
Do you have to put out on Christmas?
No, you don't.
No, of course not. You have to put out any time.
Exactly.
If you don't feel like it.
Having said that, if you're in the grey area week, I could, I couldn't. I mean, it's Christmas. Maybe you err on the side of, all right, you know, help out a mate.
Yeah. Maybe if you've got a friend that likes giving head jobs on Christmas, that you can ask them.
Sub them in.
Do you mind jumping in? Because I'm busy doing the dishes.
Look, I'm doing the dishes and walking the dog. If you just come over and give him a blowy, that'd be great.
So because we want some white Christmas, bitch. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Do you remember that joke that Denise Scott used to do about how she'd give it, occasionally she'd give a head job to her partner because she's like, well, that trellis isn't going to put itself up.
That's right. It's true, you know. They are so much better around the house without blue balls. And blue balls is, oh, the carry-on. They're just like, ugh.
Well, Tony, go and have a shower.
That's right.
Sort yourself out, mate.
Yeah.
Right? Wanking's not only for Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, we've got to wrap up. But before we go, any last thoughts on Christmas in the context of sex, dating, relationships, Bev Killick?
I think, just be kind to yourself, be kind to your partner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't embarrass yourself. Don't drink too much.
Yeah.
I've actually finally learned that.
Yeah. Good.
Just pace yourself. Pace yourself emotionally as well as food and drink.
Exactly.
And lower your expectations.
Lean into saying no. right?
That's
if
it.
You do not have to go to 10 functions in December. It's okay to say no. Don't limp to Christmas Day.
That's it. And just don't buy into the, don't plug into this stress out there.
Yeah.
I refuse. Absolutely flat out refuse.
My absolute favorite thing you said today, and I'm going to take this on board myself, go where the love is.
Yeah, that's it.
Always. Every time. And maybe, and this is not just for Christmas, actually, maybe it's a time if you're going to do that New Year audit, make it that. Like, where's the love? Where are the friendships that offer me love? Where are the relationships that offer me love? Go there next year.
That's it.
Lean into those.
Yeah. And you don't have to, you know, it doesn't have to be all full glamour all the time.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I think we're just starting to relax a bit more, aren't we now?
Oh, I think we've...
Years I'd have to go, I'd have to pick out what I was wearing on Christmas Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the photos.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Shorts, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, or be spending shitloads of money on presents or all of that kind of stuff. Oh, like,
it's...
Make a budget.
What we put ourselves through has to stop.
But we have to stop it.
We do.
We have to stop it. Yeah, and you've done it. And you're okay, and let people listening know that, you
Absolutely okay. And you know what? No one even notices.
Oh, that drives me nuts. You know, when you've been doing something
for so long. No one notices.
I think I've told you this before. I used to spend quite literally a couple of days making my kids the most elaborate birthday cakes. I did a fucking CAE course to learn how to use fondant. And I would, like, seriously do, like, frozen cakes and minion cakes. And one year I said to What cake would you like this year? And the little one went, can I just have a mud cake from Woolworths?
Yes!
Like, oh, fucking hell. So I've been doing this the whole time for me.
That's right.
And actually, if I'd just gone and bought an ice cream cake or a mud cake, or something, she would have been just as happy.
You're going to be just as yellow.
Oh, my God. Remember that story for Christmas, okay? Yes. Remember it.
Yeah.
Because you might be projecting your own shit onto everyone around you and they wouldn't even notice if you didn't do Vullivants.
They wouldn't even notice.
Oh, Bev Killick, I love you so much. I love you to the moon and back. Merry Christmas.
This has been so good for me.
Me too. Happy New Year. All the things. And we will be getting you back on next year, obviously.
Absolutely.
All right. Love you, sweetheart. Darling. See ya.
Enjoy your marathon.
I'm going to. I'm actually looking forward to it now. Reframed. Doesn't have to have a big thing. Just look forward to this little intimate thing.
That's it.
We're on it. Love you, Bev.
Dear Nelly, I could use some advice. Dear Nelly, yeah, some help would be nice. Dear Nelly, I'm eager to hear your point of view. Dear Nelly, there's a lot to explore, dear Nelly, when you're 40 or more, dear Nelly, so I'm hoping we can talk it through. Dear Nelly, I'm rocking my prime and it's time to get down some, maybe mess around some, it's never too late.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.